The following is a Northern State Podcasting production.
Thank you. And like they said, enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Welcome back to the Fairweather Friends Podcast.
Are we still a podcast?
As always, I'm Veg.
Are we still friends?
On my left, Ricky Reyes.
Hey.
Yeah, we have been on an extended break. I was jokingly in my head going to come up with a story. We had to take a break until my beard fully grew into maturity. Even though this is an audio medium, we're almost always taking videos of us for some reason.
Yeah, most time.
Nobody wants to see it, but...
Let's see.
But no, we're back. We haven't been on a while. We got no friend this time, partly because of life, laziness, lack of motivation.
Lack of friends.
No, we've had people that say they want to come on. I haven't put in any effort to, like, scheduling. And that, Ricky's checking to see if our live Twitch is actually live. Hopefully. Oh, I just got a notification. Did you just post something?
Banned from Twitch?
Did you post something on Instagram?
Yeah.
I just got a notification from Twitch that we're streaming. I thought that was an Instagram thing. But yeah.
I did just comment on Jake Peterson's picture. Did you see that?
I did not.
Are you friends with Jake Peterson on there?
I'm not. I saw him the other day. He's in my recommended people I might know.
He just graduated. Congrats, bud. You're never going to see this, but...
I think I'm talking about the same person.
And it's working. Yeah.
All right, we're live on Twitch, which I need to, while we're talking, be entertaining and also somehow share our Twitch account on Facebook. I don't remember how to do that. But so this episode, we made a promise to Corey, or I did. You knew nothing about it until moments ago.
Yes.
This episode is brought to us by Shits and Gigs. So he's got a buddy. I don't even know who his buddy is. He didn't even tell me. But he has an apparel company. It's called Shits and Gigs. He's got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram accounts. So I found his like full website, but it's basically shirts, tank tops, jackets, leggings.
He's not gonna send us a box.
Oh,
maybe we'll give him a shout.
I should have told Court. Sorry, this is why I shouldn't be in charge of
the bag, dude.
Social media stuff. I will say this though: I looked up, there was no jackets online right now, but they do have. It's got everything else: athletic wear. One of my favorite shirts I saw on there so far, Alpha as Fuck.
Nice.
It's just like a skull in front of an American flag and just says Alpha as Fuck.
Is everything like military related or is it just like...
No. Win the Mental Game. There's like motivational ones. There's stuff for kids, girls and boys. Suck It Up, a Buttercup, Tank Top.
Not bad.
None of it really seem military actually.
Well, Alpha as Fuck is kind of...
That's like a military mentality thing. Yeah, it's definitely got an America, a military feel to it, which who's going to complain about that? There's like in the chicks one, in the women's, I'm the girl that went for it, I'm a dreamer, stuff like that. Well, I guess I probably should watch the video on Twitch just to make it look like we get views. But no, check it out. Yeah, Shits is spelled S-H-I-T-Z.
Nice.
And then on shitsandgigs.com, it's G-I-G-G, two G's. If you do 1G, the internet doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about. I tried.
They think you mean gigabytes.
I guess the wrong kind of gigs. Or a band. They play gigs, right?
I think so.
I don't know how they spell it.
We went to our friend's gig, remember?
When we went to Lazy Acres and Whiskey Fever at Blast from the Past.
We lasted two songs.
Hey, I was there for most of Lazy Acres, and then I only made it two songs in Whiskey Fever. I had work at 5:50 in the morning. Sorry. But, we know people in Lazy Acres personally.
Yep.
I know people that know Whiskey Fever personally because at least one of them's from Concrete.
Jack?
I don't know.
The singer.
Oh, they know Jack. Yeah. I think I asked if Jack knew them. I'm like, I don't even know what Jack you're talking about. Yeah, they know Jack. So I know people like Chris I work with and Whitney, we know a long time, know him.
And Dylan.
And then Dylan Dogger, we went to school with. He still looks like he's fucking 18, like he just graduated high school. Because he was only, like, what, one grade behind us?
Yep.
Yeah. Jeez. I remember I saw him in Bellingham, no joke, and I was like, that looks like that kid from high school, except that he looks 10 years too young. And then so I realized after the fact. And then I saw the pictures of him in Whiskey Fever. I was like, oh, shit, that is him. But yeah, so this episode brought to you by Shits and Gigs. And then we, like I said earlier, I think I mentioned it, and no friends this episode because we didn't even try. I forgot. Honestly, I was sick the last 2 days. Left work after 11 hours. Fought it and fought it.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure all that did was make it to where I ended up puking.
Makes sense.
I think if I had just like gone home and laid down, I'd have been fine. Because my mom was homesick that day. Because my sister and young niece were both over sick on Father's Day. And I guess my brother-in-law got sick too. Yeah, turned out it was a family affair. So.
Damn. Good way to celebrate Father's Day, getting everybody sick.
And then this is definitely going to be a NBA heavy episode, but we'll wait, push that back till we're done with others talking that we don't know what
see
we're going to talk
about.
See
what other trades transpire. As we say that.
It's kind of our roots of this show.
Another.
Is there a trade?
Another bullet bomb.
Well, I guess we are live. So we could drop bombs.
Yeah. Suns trade number 6 to the T-Wolves. Minnesota sends number 11 and Dario Saric to Phoenix for the number 6 pick.
All right, so I heard rumors about Dario Saric or Robert Covington potentially being traded to get to that 4 spot. So it's interesting that they jumped on getting 6 after 4 was gone.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I was hoping these trades would start happening a little closer to 4. We're recording this, started at like 10 minutes ago, 3:10-ish, and the draft starts at 4. So yeah, trades are going crazy. People are trying to get their picks in or get picks if they're moving up so they have time to do last-minute decision-making. But like I said, we'll push that talk at least past after we blown up. I don't think we have much to say before that anyway. So
not really.
But our roots on this podcast are NBA. We did our first podcast on the day of the first games of last season.
Yeah.
Then we did what was that other one we did on a big day?
What did we do?
We did like an all NBA episode with no friends. Oh, was that for Fairweather? Or that was for Rain City Sports? We hosted it for Jared. Yeah, yeah. It was like a big day in the NBA too.
What happened?
It was the lottery.
That's right.
And like the first day, is that the first playoff game was the same day too, or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like the lottery happened at like 5, and then the first game started at 5:30. But yeah, so NBA is always gonna be a thing, and today is the draft at 4. There's already been a bunch of trades. There's rumors on stuff to happen in free agency, so we'll get into all that shit. But we gotta do our regular updates. They're pretty much the same as always, but yours is a little more exciting.
Mine is?
At least it's in stone now. Lori, we know when she'll be here. She gets to come back.
In August. Except I thought the concert was on the 10th. It's actually on the 9th. So
yeah, you said that, but that actually, I think, works better.
Yeah, it could.
So in our group, well, like our one side of our group with the Hoopers, Lori, and then Fifth Wheel Me, literally all of our communication happens via Instagram chat.
Yep.
Literally at this point, I still don't have Haley or Garrett's phone numbers. I do have Lori's from one of the times she was here. I don't remember why, but I think just scheduling, I don't know.
She wanted to text you for some reason, I don't remember why.
I don't know, you even told me in the text that you gave me her, I don't know. But either way, so I have hers. I don't have Garrett or Hoopers. We were talking about that weekend, so August 9th, she's gonna come down, which worked perfect. I'm off that weekend, literally starting the 9th.
Nice.
That weekend is my birthday, the 11th. You've got Mumford & Sons at the Gorge.
Yes, sir.
That you've been talking for a couple months about wanting to go to. And then I wanted to go to the Mariners game on the 11th. But we started talking about all that in that group chat, and then you get 5 people talking, and then the subject changes, and then people respond to things that are not even... So I stopped talking about it, but I was like, I definitely agreed with you in that thing of like Mumford & Sons at the Gorge in the summer should be priority for Lori, especially someone who likes music as much as she does.
Yeah, especially since we've already gone to a marriage game this year, and it's not like she's that invested into Edgar like we are.
Yeah, yeah, we started talking there about what to do that weekend, because, well, at that point, she didn't even know the Mumford & Sons was like, for sure.
Yeah.
So she's talking, oh, pick me up at, you know, on the 9th in the morning, we can find Adventures in Seattle. I was like, oh, sweet, yeah. I was like, oh, I definitely want to go to a Mariners game either Saturday or Sunday, I've been saying, because it's Edgar Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But then the back and forth made it hard to tell what people were talking about. Like, it was like, wait, let's do it this way. No, let's do it that way. It's like, wait, no. Some of us are just talking hypothetical. And then it was like, and then Hooper and Lady Hooper started talking. And then it just, conversations got all confusing about birthday parties and all this kind of stuff. But no, Lori, if you're listening to this, Mumford and Sons of the Gorge, any concert at the Gorge, I would say, would be priority number one. Definitely. For someone who likes music. And I've only been there once, and it looks freaking fake.
Yeah, it's awesome.
When you look down at the gorge while the sun is still up, literally once you get past the stage, it looks like a green screen painting. It's crazy. And hopefully, well, they won't. At Watershed, I had to deal with the giant Watershed W in light behind the stage, which is literally just the fucking Huskies W. So having to stare at that all night wasn't fun. We did get like a cougar chant though at some point.
We're pretty close to cougar country out there.
Yeah, that's why I think they started, one of the artists was smart and knew it was going to be a cougar-heavy crowd and started a cougar chant.
Nice.
So that went good. But yeah, so that weekend, we still don't know when we'll do any sort of party. But how long, do you know how long she's going to be here?
I think till the 16th.
Oh, damn. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, she will actually be here on my birthday. At first, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it sucks I don't have the next weekend off because of the damn alternating schedule.
Huh? What are you going to do? Did you get trained on the crane yet?
No. So I've been in that job for 4.5 months now. Someone had called out sick a couple times from this other area called billet beam. So that's where we press wood that's thicker. So like we take wood that already got pressed and cut and press them together to be either 5.25 inches thick or 7 inches thick. So I got to work out there, which is interesting. It's doing basically the same thing. They just do it slower because I gotta wait because I can only press so much of it at a time. So like someone will be running them through the glue thing that presses them together and then puts them into what's called a cold press, and then they have to sit there for like over an hour, so like 3 cold presses. And but then once they come out, you recut them and bundle them and everything, and it just doesn't take as many people. So it's kind of interesting getting to see that process, but I missed out on days on the crane. And then the second day was the day that I was sick the whole day. And I kept fighting it. And then like 3:30, I finally puked. And I was like, it's only a couple hours left. And then kept working. And then almost 5, puked a bunch more. So I was like, all right, guys, I'm out. I missed out on the mandatory anti-discrimination, or no, anti-harassment training.
Oh.
I think we are anti-discrimination too, but I'm not sure. I won't speak for the company. anti-harassment training though, so I don't know what's happened there. There's probably a PowerPoint I can just watch and sign off on, but
yeah, usually what it is.
But I mean, otherwise it's been going pretty good. Completely signed off on all my normal position.
Nice.
And my supervisor took off 30 days of the probationary period. Apparently the first time he's ever done that.
Nice.
Even on that billet beam, they requested me the second day. And even their supervisor, Dave Rappel.
Nice.
Is there the supervisor out there? And he was like, yeah, they talk about you like you're some sort of a... Oh, fuck, I don't remember what he said now. But it was a compliment. Like, cat's meow or something like that. Like, you're the cat's meow. I was like, I don't do anything special. Just doing the job. And nothing I was asked to do was anything that I don't do on my normal job.
That's good.
The guy Diego, who's out there, he asked me if I knew Robert. If you remember me mentioning Robert, he was the one we were talking about, a little nerdier.
Yeah.
Not quite as socially, it's a little socially awkward, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh. I was like, why? Did he not do a very good job? He's like, oh, no, he did all right. But he seemed a little overwhelmed the first, like, couple of days. I was like, why? I was like, why? It's nothing we don't, like, literally it's the same job but in a different, slightly different process. And you end up, like, literally doing the job that we normally have 4 people to do by yourself.
Oh, dang.
So it's kind of like working dominoes in an opening shift when you have to take the order, make the food, cut it, and keep, you know, you're helping everybody do everything. It's like that, but the wood comes so slowly, that's why. It's like you have like 10, 15 minutes to package one unit, no problem, without getting backed up. But I just thought it was funny he mentioned him specifically. I was like, he's just a young kid. He gets a little too stressed. He's too worried about making mistakes. So then he gets stressed. That's where
the anxiety would come from. That's part of the reason why I don't have a job in a shop. too bad of anxiety that I'm going to screw something up.
Yeah, so there's a guy there, though, that named Zach, who he said he gets anxiety really bad, and that's why he doesn't drive forklifts.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, he's signed off on it, he knows how, and he's like, when it's just doing normal stuff, but when it's driving all around, all that stuff, he gets anxiety too bad to do it. So he won't either. But, yeah, it's hard for me to understand. It's just a natural thing. And it's funny, though, because, like, you don't think that about people. I don't say you or that guy, Zach, like, think, oh, that looks like somebody gets anxiety.
Happens. Work too much.
I don't really got any other updates in life.
Nothing?
I need to start. Well, I need to get on to Boeing and update my application and stuff. They even sent me an email because they updated their system, so an email wants everybody to, like, do something. I just haven't done it yet.
Nice.
Definitely need to move out of my parents' house probably at some point. But I kind of want to...
Probably saving pretty good, huh?
A little bit. Not as much as if my student loans weren't so goddamn... I'm still spending... Even I got one of my student loans reduced from $400 down to $70. And with the two, I'm still spending $500 a month. Jesus. The other one's like $420, $430. Hopefully... I don't even know how to get signed into that one because that's the one in my dad's name. So I could figure it out if I had to because I have an old Facebook conversation with him where he gave me his personal information. Not smart, Dad. My bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's just login information and like his... yeah. Only stuff I would need to recover the password and get signed in because I know I've had to do it before back in the day and I just haven't messed with it in a long time. But if that one gets paid off pretty soon, that would be nice. And then I just have the one in my name that I can get reduced down to my income level, which makes it literally it's interest only right now. It's
sweet.
No, they're like, oh, you can't afford to pay on this loan at all. So you're just going to pay the interest so that the premium or any of the main thing doesn't go up.
There you go.
But have you looked at places that are like one or two bedrooms or studios? It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I had to last year whenever we moved out of Jenner's house.
It's like we're living in downtown Seattle.
It's crazy.
I thought moving back up here would be so much more affordable. And it's not.
Gotta get out of state. Washington's crazy. Too many taxes and shit.
Alright, screw this. We just gotta start talking NBA.
NBA? Do I have any updates? No, I don't.
You got it? Yeah, you got anything else? Otherwise, we just gotta start jumping in. Things are just happening so fast.
Yeah.
Have you guys been able to make any progress on Lori even being able to move down here?
I gotta go take care of some law stuff, which I'm gonna do in July. So
that's right. You were saying that you might have something taken care of in July. That'd be awesome.
Yes, finally. Nothing to do.
Yeah, I just keep getting distracted by NBA rumors and trades that have been happening. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe if we think of stuff later, we'll record it and cut it in. I don't give a fuck. yeah, this draft is happening in 25 minutes and stuff is constantly. So if you don't want to hear us talk NBA, that's cool. I understand. Tell your friends who would. Because we got to talk about some of the trades that have already happened and stuff that's happening as we speak. Should we do We Blowing Up or just jump right into NBA?
Jump right into NBA?
Yeah, right.
The jump?
It's, we've only been recording for like 20 minutes anyway. Not even. We don't really need a break. We got to talk the trades that happened already first, right? Or should we give context to what's already freaking happened to the teams that were like the best in the league at the end of last year?
We can acknowledge the fact that this was the last three-peat.
Oh, so Lakers. So, I mean, is that even a thing to celebrate? I guess kind of. It's not like Miami Dolphins celebrating being the only undefeated complete season.
It's the one thing.
You're just the most recent three-peat.
Yeah, still.
And it's not even 20 years old.
So?
But it is, yes.
We everybody can acknowledge. Regarded the Warriors as like this unstoppable dynasty.
I never understood that. But, I mean, you got to admit, even with Klay gone, KD out, the Warriors still pushed Toronto to a four-point game. And that only became four because Draymond, which he did the right thing in calling the timeout even though they didn't have one.
Yeah.
There's no way he was going to get the ball from on the ground where he was at up to somebody and a shot off in 0.9 seconds.
It looked like it was going to be a travel by him rolling.
I didn't even think about that. But, I mean, it's like when teams will, when they're up by, like, 11 in the NFL and they'll take the safety.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just better.
Yep.
So, because some people in the immediate moment compared it to
C-Web.
To C-Web, yeah. Who, C-Web had, like, what, 7 seconds or something like that, or 4 seconds. He was standing with the ball, could have passed it.
Yeah, he wasn't in traffic or anything.
He just didn't know. And I don't know if Draymond knew whether they had timeouts or not. I'm just saying that either way, it was the right decision. Whether it was on purpose or on accident, it was the right decision. But, I mean, you take the injuries away, and this Warriors team might have been unbeatable. Although, did you see the videos of Clay, I mean, of Claw, Kawhi, after the game, going to, like, press conferences and stuff? Dude looked like he could barely walk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they obviously had him on painkillers.
He was definitely injured.
It was funny because they talked about him looking hurt earlier in the playoffs, and the conversation kind of just went away. But clearly, people had to have known that when he, you know, after the games and stuff, he was like clearly in pain. So, yeah. But so some of the top teams from the end of the season that are going to look extremely different next year: the Warriors, who even if they re-sign Klay and KD, best case scenario, they get Klay back just before the playoffs next year. Clearly would not be Klay with all his superpowers.
No.
And no way to know if he ever will again, though history has shown us now that ACL is not really a big deal. A lot of guys have come back from one.
Yeah.
Then you got guys like D-Rose who tore, like, ACLs in both NCLs knees. But Klay never relied on heavy athleticism, so. But you'd be getting him back at three quarters, but you'd still have Curry, Draymond. Livingston, by all reports, is going to retire. Iguodala probably will not, because he's still making like $20 million a year, because he suckered them into a good deal 2 years ago.
He's probably got
another last year.
Year.
Well, yeah, because he used his unrestricted free agent status. He got an offer sheet from the Rockets like 2 years ago that was $20 million a year, and the Warriors went and matched it. But can they still be a top four seed without Klay the whole year with just Curry and Draymond? Their system should be built for regular season. Up-tempo pace, good defense, ball movement.
That's going to be tough. The Rockets are in disarray, though, so that helps.
Yeah, so Warriors, we don't know. They're way up in the air. Toronto seems like is like a 70% chance at least that they'll lose Kawhi.
Yeah. There's a picture of him today going to Home Depot and picking up moving boxes.
And are they what? All of a sudden they're the Clippers from this year, but with a lot more expensive payroll? Because they've overpaid Ibaka, Lowry.
They're on their last year, so yeah, the rebuild would be.
So that's going to be weird. We don't know how many guys the Sixers are bringing back. There's a lot of rumors that Butler could end up in a few places. Linked to the Rockets, though everyone says that would be a...
It would be a disaster if him, CP3, and they couldn't afford it in the first place.
Well, if they trade Capella, they can. Even though they got him on a pretty good deal.
Yeah, because he held out that whole year, or that whole summer last year, and got it.
No one gave him an offer.
Yeah, I got a mediocre contract anyway.
You got the Celtics, who looked like Morey's been playing this thing all out perfect. He's been putting good Ainge. Players on a team. Or Ainge, sorry, not Morey. Morey's the Rockets. Ainge looked like he timed out everything perfect, where they could re-sign guys under bird rights, bring in another max guy, and add them to the young guys they have, or trade
Kyrie
for something.
To lower AD.
And instead, it looks like Kyrie and Horford are both going to walk away, and they get nothing back.
It's fantastic. This is like the best thing that could have happened for me.
I mean, it also could end up being good for the Celtics, because now they have cap space. They can make a couple trades. They could actually make out okay with this if they can lure guys like Kemba and another guy.
It's going to be rough, though.
And not end up having to trade, because they're not going to trade for AD. He's obviously got traded already. So they might be able to keep all their young assets and bring in good players. But no, this is definitely not what the plan was. And then you mentioned the Rockets. Harden and Chris Paul apparently won't play on the same team. And then 20 minutes later, that's all a lie.
Yeah, did you see the report that Skip quoted? It was by a guy on Twitter named Barry McCockiner. And he totally fell for it. About how Chris Paul made fun of him so bad about his man boobs that he went off crying.
There's the one video they kept showing from a game, like on the like the sideline with Harden sitting and Paul above him where they're fighting. It's the only video I saw. It was like the one video evidence that it was supporting this thing about them not getting along and haven't talked for a couple months, and it's salvageable. Thank you. Serviceable. They're not machines.
The video is Paul goes to give him a pound and Harden slaps his hand away.
Harden has the most...
I'm never going to be a teammate with a guy that does it to me.
Have you noticed that Harden has the most unique hand gestures? They're like almost effeminate.
He's totally looks effeminate. He looks like a chubby ass.
He does a lot of... Yeah. And I don't want to like... I'm not trying to... I don't even say here. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm not trying to say he looks like this or that, but like it's just very unique hand gestures. A lot of limp wristedness, which I know is typically means homosexual. He's very known to be a huge playboy. I'm not trying to say that's a bad thing or call him gay or anything. I don't know this guy here.
He literally,
but it is very effeminate. He does a lot of weird arm motions and stuff. So the Rockets, we don't know. And honestly, with their current team and Chris Paul not being able to stay healthy, they're not really contenders anyway. That was the other guy. So I was thinking of the Thunder, who I don't know what they're in the same boat they've been in ever since they've had Westbrook and Durant on max deals, which is they just don't ever have money to bring anyone in. They just replaced Paul with KD. So no one can ever figure out how they're going to improve their team, which is partly why KD left.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't good enough to win it. There was no real way for them to improve. So, and then chemistry stuff and whatever, management. But I don't know what they're going to do. But that was one of the things one of the players, Bill Simmons, mentioned as a possible. I think you commented on this. Was it you commented or somebody else commented that he mentioned this hypothetical roster that had Steven Adams from the Thunder.
Oh, yeah, on the Celtics.
And I think you said it looks like a 6 or 7 seed, yeah, or something like that. I get that, though, because that's the one guy people have said if they're going to try to do something different, it's pretty much going to be Adams is their key to making a trade, clearing cap space, something, you know, because they're not going to trade Westbrook or Paul George.
Yeah, you can't do that. You're not going to get the return that you want.
So now the Lakers are in the fold as being one of those top seeds in the West instead, because they traded for Anthony Davis, managed to keep Kuzma, but lost Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and the number...
Like 14 picks.
The number 4 pick, future first-round picks.
I think 3.
No, it was 3 total, right? This year's and 2 futures?
I'd have to look it all up.
But I also was reading about, though, part of trading for Anthony Davis means you pick up his $3 million trade kicker.
Yeah.
Which means they may only have like $23 to $24 million in cap space, which would make it very hard for them to lure anyone that they really want as a third.
Yeah, they're trying to dump the rest of the cap. The story is now that they made the trade without thinking about the cap, and now they're trying to...
Well, they can't officially make the trade until, like, what, July 7th or something like that?
Yeah.
So it's just in principle. So now that I know they've been trying to add more players to it.
Get off the...
Who was the guy? Was he a rookie last year?
Mo Wagner?
Yeah, Mo Wagner. Someone was potentially interested in... God, there have been so many. Hawks already have moved to number 4. Timberwolves have moved to number 6. Pelicans moved back to 8. Hawks are 10 from the Mavericks trade last year. So this is going to be the last piece of finding out who won the...
Doncic?
Yeah, the Doncic and... I forgot his name. Trey.
Trey Young?
Trey Young trade. It'll be interesting to see. So everyone reacted the same way when the AD trade happened as when LeBron signed, to immediately saying that the Lakers are... Well, even before AD got traded there, people already went right back to assuming the Lakers will be like a contender next year.
Before the trade, they're already like...
Which I don't understand why. They're like, we just saw the season play out. If LeBron misses any games, they're terrible, which means even with him, they're not good enough to compete. It's like, so why are they going to compete next year? Okay, now they got AD. I don't know with Rondo if it's a player option or a team option, because he had one of those 1-1 deals.
Because
that would be huge if they have him still. He'd probably be a great point guard for that team.
The rumor, or not the rumor, but the one guy that everybody says they should go after is Patrick Beverley, which would be perfect. Shooter, plays defense.
Doesn't you have to trade him. For him, though, I guess.
No. Trade it.
Oh, I thought he was... Rondo, unrestricted free agent. God, he's still only 33.
Looks old as fuck.
But yeah, so he's an unrestricted free agent, so they would have to give him a whole new deal. Last year they gave him 1 year, $9 million.
Well, shout out to Jacob Pittman for doing an NBA tweet. Never thought I'd see that at him.
Oh, shit. It took me a minute to think of who Jacob Pittman was. Yeah, that's... what did he say?
Yeah, Bol Bol's suit is cool, but I'm way more impressed by his 40-yard wingspan.
Yeah, did you see Bol Bol's suit? Black with, like, silver. Oh, yeah, shit. Patrick Beverly, unrestricted free agent. He only cost $5 million last year. And he's only 31.
So the, him and Danny Green are the people that... that is what everybody's saying the Lakers should fill it out with. Can't really argue that.
No, I mean, they just need...
Beverly's a dog.
Well, they need a center who's actually willing to play center, because Anthony Davis is a pussy.
Yeah, I've heard...
I've never seen a 7-foot-1 guy with... And his shoulders are, like, almost Dwight Howard size now. Like, he's not the skinny dude when he from when he got drafted. And he still hates playing down low. Like, Duncan was listed as a power forward, but he banged with the center. Like, he guarded the best big man down low. And Anthony Davis is fully good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's so adamant about not being center.
I don't know.
Imagine if they got Steven Adams. Put those two down there.
That'd be...
Twin Towers 3.0. Is that 3.0? Well, I don't know. Because you got, what, Sampson and Bill Walton? Weren't they on the same team? Would that be like the original Twin Towers?
The second, who was it? Mutombo and Yao? Were they on the same team?
They were, yeah.
Yeah, but then shit. Yao can never stay healthy.
Duncan and Robinson, though. They're the ones that the nickname actually came from.
Yeah. Gasol and Bynum for all us Laker guys.
But either way, so the top of the standings next year are going to be crazy.
Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr. could come back.
Yeah, Nuggets, the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Could do something to get improved. There's been a lot of people talking about Bradley Beal getting traded. The Wizards seem like they want to build around him. But
they're stuck. They're handcuffed by John Wall.
Yeah, even though... So they traded Otto Porter Jr., right? Last year?
Last year, the Bulls.
So they should have some sort of cap space because he was a max guy at his time he signed his deals. So he was around $25 million
a year. They got rid of Oubre, too.
Kelly Oubre Jr.? Was he in the... He was in a trade they made then, in that same trade, right? I think they got rid of him, which didn't make sense to me. He's like
go to Phoenix or
their best young guy.
I just remember him because he always used to wear the Supreme thing, and he got called out. Then he got a Supreme tattoo, and he had to cover it.
Was he the one who got the Supreme tattoo? I thought J.R. Smith did.
Was it J.R.?
I thought J.R. Smith actually got the tattoo.
I don't remember. I don't even remember J.R. being on court.
it was from like the year before. We'll see what...
The big question is, will Carmelo Anthony get signed?
Yeah, it's totally J.R. Smith as the tattoo. Carmelo, it just keeps coming back to the same thing of he should be perfect for the situation or for the NBA these days. Be a spot-up three-point shooter who just plays... Basically, as a big shoots, small forward, so that he doesn't have to defend anyone important. Like, I don't know. Ooh, the Wizards don't. So the Ian Mahinmi trade still killing them. They owe him another $15 million next year. The dude has basically not played for them, and they've been paying him $15 million a year for it. They did pick up. I forgot the Wizards pick up Jabari Parker, who
had. They're still paying Dwight.
No, they can't be paying Dwight anymore.
He's on their team, isn't he?
Dwight Howard. Oh, yeah, he's on their current team. Shit, you're right. I'm so lost. He was Charlotte is who I was thinking of. They only owe him, what, $5.6 million. He's on the mid-level exception.
Nice.
Jabari Parker, it says $20 million. It's in blue. Oh, it's a team option. Right. So they don't have to... They could drop $20 million from Jabari Parker. So let's see. So I don't know what the hell their payroll is. This thing is so confusing. It's a spreadsheet of money and different years of people. But 27, 37 is what? 64, 84, less than 90 million. They could owe less than 90 million on this current year's roster. I don't know what the there's the total, 109 million. But if they drop, if they don't take Jabari Parker's team option, then it's 89 million, which is 30 million less than they had paid last year.
So this just came out. Anthony Davis has turned into Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, number 8 pick in 19, number 17 pick in 19, number 35 pick in 19, LA 21 pick if not top, if top 8, LA 22 pick if not, LA swap in 23, LA first in either 24 or 25, and they got rid of Solomon Hill's contract. That's insane.
I got Griff so just, lost in that.
Griff just massacred it.
Yeah, Bill Simmons on one of his podcasts was saying it's probably the most anyone's ever gotten for a superstar, literally ever.
Looks like it.
Even just with the picks, alone two of the players in it are second overall picks who are still in their first 4 years. Although Ingram might have some serious health issues that we're not clear on yet.
I wouldn't be too stoked on Ball's injury history either.
No, but those are... Because what was Ingram's? He is like a...
Blood clot.
Yeah, it was type where like maybe you just cannot play physically at all.
Took Bosh out. You gotta get it on this Ringer NBA chat. The group.
Is it a Facebook group or something?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I do on Facebook now.
Ah.
Just say the most ridiculous things and see what everybody says back to it. Everybody in the group is like analysis. I'm just there for the comedy.
All right, some NBA rumors. My favorite is the new one today that I saw. Kyrie Irving may not be welcome at the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, without KD.
Yeah.
Would you even go there now if you're him?
I wouldn't, know.
Even if they were like, okay, we'll take just you?
I'm not from New York, so. But if they're saying that we only want you if he comes too, that's like, nah, fuck you guys.
I was watching First Take, and it's like they were brought up, like, it would not... That wouldn't go the other way around. They wouldn't say that to KD. Yeah. So now you feel like you're like the add-on.
Uh-huh. When he's still trying to be the man.
I still don't know how it became the Nets over the Knicks. I don't know really when he decided he didn't want to be in Boston, but it seems like it happened almost immediately after he told the season ticket holders that he was going to be there for a long time.
Yeah, I'll be back if you'll have me. And then
it's like within 2 months, he seemed like he didn't want to be there. And
the turmoil.
The Celtics. The report that he's ghosted the Celtics. Like, oh my god. NBA free agency has turned into online dating.
Pretty much. It's a year-round sport now.
Because he basically ghosted the Knicks too, it sounds like. Sounds like he was talking to them, and then the Nets started talking to him, and he's like, oh, I like him better, so.
He even signed with Roc Nation.
Yeah, I don't know what that means anymore. We used to know, like, now they've got so many. When they were new, you kind of knew what that meant, and you always assumed that it meant people were just going to go to Brooklyn, because it was Jay-Z's team and his agency.
Yeah.
But now he's not an owner of the Brooklyn anymore, right? He sold off his
stake. He hasn't been for a while.
Yeah, a long time ago. It seems like they're a funny franchise just because they were like, who cares about money, Prokhorov, I'm rich, I did all kinds of illegal stuff in other countries, and I can pay whatever. And then he spends all his money right away. They suck because they bought a bunch of old players from the Celtics and literally sacrificed the next like 5 years worth of drafts.
Somehow they still managed to eat.
Now he's cheap. I don't know what happened. But they also let Brook Lopez go
to
right before. Like, he was their best player for like 6 years, and they let him go, and then they got good. It's kind of weird.
No. Brook Lopez is a big name. I've heard talks about him coming back to L.A.
Why would he want to go back to L.A., though?
He's a perfect fit.
If you're a perfect fit with any team.
Spread the floor.
If you're just a shooter. But yeah. His 1 year there could not have been fun. They basically didn't play him. And the only time they played him, they made him stand in the corner for threes.
Yeah, but so now he's going to get the ball from AD and LeBron.
I think he got a taste of being a real contributor, though. I think he wants to go somewhere or stay in Milwaukee, the Bucks. And be a legit contributor.
Yeah, but he's also shown that he can do this stuff like in the playoffs. So maybe an expanded role for a different coach. Because it's not like Luke's running it back.
I just wouldn't want to go back to a franchise that Yeah, that couldn't have been a funnier for him. And it ruined his his value, so he had to take a cheap deal with the Bucks last year.
Yeah, but he ended up on like a number one seed, so can't be mad at that.
No thanks to them.
They could have thrown money at him.
They could have kept him for cheap, and he could have been there all last year, played with LeBron. Freaking Pelicans picked up Jahlil Okafor in his option. Did Jahlil do anything after he got traded last year?
I don't know.
Oh, he's only getting $1.7 million. I'd have picked that up, too. I mean, you're right, though. Brooke could go literally anywhere and be a fit. I didn't see anything about him going to L.A., but that doesn't mean shit. It is going to be interesting. Them and the Warriors. Lakers and Warriors both have a ton of room to fill out their benches because the Thunder, losing Livingston, not having Clay or KD, you need more than three people to replace those three guys. McCaw's pretty good. Looks like he can at least be an every night contributor for them, 25 minutes or something, and give him legit minutes. I don't know about Jordan Bell.
Is it McCaw on the Raptors?
Did I do the wrong one? I went the wrong one. Yeah, McCaw's the one that was on their team the last 2 years and then went to the Raptors. I feel bad for the guy whose name I can't remember.
You thinking of the guy that was hurt?
No, he played a bunch after, with KD out, he played quite a bit.
Swedish Larry Bird?
No, not Drebko. His minutes, I don't know where his went. McKinney, Alfonso McKinney. That's what I was trying to think of. And they got Quinn Cook, but I felt like he really did not do much with his opportunities in the playoffs this year. He may be fearless, but he was not hitting his open threes. Ooh, this draft is minutes away. Did you see the one the Suns traded up TJ Warren and the number 32 pick to the Pacers? Okay. And, oh, for cash.
Nice.
So they freed up a bunch of cap space by trading away TJ Warren and just had to give up a 32 pick to get him to do it. I don't know why the Pacers would do that, but I did see something that there was a team that was interested in TJ Warren. Oh, he averaged 18, 4, and 1.5 assists. That's actually pretty good. 43% from three all of a sudden? I don't trust that, though, when a guy does it one time after his career, it says it was 28%.
Yeah.
What are the rumors? We talked a little bit about the Harden-Chris Paul one. Came out of nowhere and then also got rebuffed like immediately. Don't know what to believe there. We did the Kyrie one. Oh, there's the new one with KD where the Warriors are talking about potentially signing him to the max deal and then trading him next year after he's healthy. That means KD would get the max, the Warriors would get something for him, and the new team would have him on an extra year. So it seems like a win-win-win. Someone said he shouldn't do it. He should just take the player option because he can just take $30.5 million, be paid through next year.
Not have to rely on somebody else controlling his destiny.
Yeah, and then he could still take 5 years from the Warriors, 4 years from somewhere else. Well, I think he has a no-trade clause. Or if they did the new deal, he'd have a no-trade clause if they try to trade him somewhere he didn't want to. So he'd still have some control of his destiny, but... But I could see the risk there. If you don't take the deal, I think it was Brassard who said he should do that. Just take the player option, and then all these deals will be on the table next year, which hypothetically true, and then he'd have a whole nother year on that new deal that he wouldn't have if he takes it now. But what if he can't come back from the Achilles injury?
Yeah.
What if he hurt it so bad because, you know, he played on it right away and hurt it again, which I think we all have to just know. It was obviously the Achilles the first time. Had to have been.
Well,
everything about his reaction seemed that way, and then the fact that, you're playing on a hurt calf and you tear your Achilles, what are the odds?
He didn't, show any signs of pain or anything. He was just like, yep.
He just stopped and reached back.
And he was just like, yep, it happened.
Other players
almost like he expected it.
Well, yeah, and other players... Oh, you mean when he heard it the second time?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, even the first time, a lot of players who have gotten it said, it just feels like someone kicked you in the back of the calf. And that was exactly how he reacted when he did it the first time, mm-hmm. was he was walking back, took like two steps and then stopped and looked back and reached down, and he definitely reached lower than his calf.
Yeah, and the Simmons conspiracy is how low the ice pack was.
Yeah. And then I guess, what's his name? On Get Up the other day, Jay Williams, I think, who is on that show, The Boardroom, with Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. I'll look it up and make sure I'm saying the right person. He, I guess, went off on Get Up because he said he knew for a fact that Durant was told there was no chance of him hurting the Achilles.
Yeah. And he's the guy on the show with him, right?
Yeah.
Now there's a conspiracy that Space Jam 2 is just a cover up to mask or to help the Lakers cap problems so they can give AD that money.
Well, what about that too is if Clay is not healthy, can he be in it?
Everybody says that's the Toon Squad. How is that the Toon Squad? They're not Toons.
They are. They have to do it very different this time. Yeah. They can't do it the same.
No, it'd be better if they just made it. Like, the Monstars are back. This is who their powers are taking. No, I don't want to watch fucking a fake-ass basketball game like that. Who are they going to play against?
They're going to suffer. Who are they going to play against?
Just the old Monstars?
Maybe.
But how do they have basketball powers?
Those old Monstars stayed on Earth, didn't they? With the Toons?
I don't remember. No, they turned back into the little ass things. Remember?
Yeah, but then they stayed on Earth with the Toon Squad.
Yeah, but then how are they going to all of a sudden be good at basketball? They have to steal powers.
Yeah, if they were going to be them again.
Yeah.
What should the plot of the new one be? It can't be the same plot.
I like the same plot.
Speaking of which, good-looking Terminator trailer, right?
Yeah.
Went to the movies today. Except that right at the end, you basically realize it's the exact same plot as the first Terminator. Because there's this girl and a Terminator chick who's like a super advanced Terminator.
Uh-huh.
And then Sarah Connor shows up.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, actually. It saves their asses. Then they're on a train, and the little girl's like, so how do we win? And the new Terminator chick, by keeping you alive. I was like, damn it, that's all they did in the first one. And Schwarzenegger definitely makes an appearance.
Yeah. Like,
weirdly, he's aged, which, how does that make sense? I haven't kept track of all the time travel stuff, but should a Terminator have gray hair?
Well, they're scrapping everything. This is a direct sequel to Judgment Day.
The very first one?
No,
T2. The second one, that's right. Yeah, that last one, man. If it didn't have Emilia Clarke, it would have been really bad. But even then, I was like, wait, went back in time, we're just doing it over? Okay. That's what they've done, like, twice.
Yeah.
Now I lost what we were talking about being the same.
Okay, let's talk about movies now.
Has the first pick happened here? So we expect the picks to go Zion Williamson,
John Morant,
there's saying RJ Barrett, but there's been some talk about a couple other names. I already forgot their names.
I literally know like two other names.
Yeah, watched a couple videos. Well, I remember
Bol Bol.
But yeah, Bol Bol, but I didn't see how high he's expected to go.
I think he's like 20s.
There's Cam Reddish, the other Duke.
Yeah.
Which people forget. So Zion Williamson coming into college basketball last year, definitely the name most people knew. He's already had like over 2 million followers on like his social media accounts.
He's been a human highlight.
But he was not the number one college prospect. RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish were both higher up than him. It was RJ Barrett 1, Reddish 4, Zion 5. I don't remember who was at 2 and 3. They just talked about this a lot because Duke games were on every day.
Yep.
I don't even know how. They didn't play every day, but their games were on every day. But now Zion, the for sure number one. Reddish is admitted that he had a terrible diet and that hurt his endurance, I guess, and his
just like
ability to like, you know, be at 100% in the games.
The Joel Embiid disease, where he's good, yeah, but he doesn't want to take it to that next level.
So there's some people who think Reddish actually has a chance because he's actually taller than Zion and Barrett. He was supposedly a better three-point shooter than both of them, though he shot pretty bad in college. And he's more athletic than he shows. He's kind of like Rudy Gay, I think, where he doesn't know how tall and athletic he is. It's like he forgets because he gets intimidated by the other guys. And then every once in a while you see him do something, you're like, why doesn't he just go around and jump over that other guy every time?
Yeah, that's because that's what Zion does. Zion's got that mentality.
Yeah, because Zion's a fucking tank.
He's an animal.
And he knows that he's not going to get hurt more than the other guy. And that if that guy stands in the way this time, he definitely won't next time. Pull up DraftCast here. So we think Zion of the Pelicans, and we can't even look up what their roster would be because it hasn't happened yet. But right now, Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Zion, Drew Holiday.
Zion is basically...
Julius Randle.
No, he opted out. But Zion is so basically has the same... He's like a prototype. He's like an advanced version of Randle.
Yeah.
Plays defense.
But he's a better outside shooter. I don't think it would have been that bad having them both.
But he's like a lefty.
Are they both left-handed?
Yeah, they're both lefties, and they're both. So they're saying that. I don't even. Gentry's already got like kind of a plan on what he can do. So successfully.
And they gave Gentry got an extension for an extra year, so he's got a little bit of security to not get fired at the end of this year if they only win 7 games.
Randle was like 25-13 or something last year. Something crazy.
Him and Mirotić were putting up crazy numbers before they traded Mirotić, and then I kind of didn't pay attention after that. But they both were basically averaging 20-10.
Yeah, once AD shut it down, I just, all right, fuck you guys, I don't
know. All right, let's see. Well, Solomon Hill, he's gone too. That's they re-upped like... Jahlil Okafor. We mentioned that. Oh, Elfrid Payton.
Oh yeah.
Who could?
Did he get a haircut?
He did last year, right? His hair in the picture is not that tall. It's still a good 3 inches, but it's not like 6 inches it was. So you'd be looking at right now, they would have a starting roster, something like, God, you'd be playing Jahlil Okafor at center, huh? Jahlil Okafor at center, Elfrid Payton at point guard, Drew Holiday shooting guard, Kuzma at small forward, and Zion Williamson at power forward. But they have so many assets left to play. It'd be interesting to see if they can sign another veteran free agent to add to that, to see what Brandon Ingram... Actually, I didn't even mention Brandon Ingram in that starting roster. He might be the guy who starts at either smaller power forward with Zion on them. Kuzma could come off the bench still. Lonzo Ball could potentially start at point guard. I mean, I think they already got a 7-8 guy roster, but they need more veteran leadership. Then the second pick we have is, oh yeah, Memphis most likely taking Ja.
They definitely are after they traded Conley.
Well, while you took off for a second, it's actually tough to figure out what the Pelicans starting roster would even be. Because you have, would you play Elfrid Payton or Lonzo Ball at point guard?
I think you got to play Ball because the defense of him and Drew are like the best defensive backcourt. From what I've heard, this isn't like me observing this.
I know that I just know that Elfrid Payton, I didn't pay that much attention, obviously, either of you. But I know Elfrid Payton played pretty well for them when he got over there. But I don't know exactly what his stats were or anything like that. So I'm not sure how big a strides he took. And then you also have like Brandon Ingram versus Kuzma at that 3 spot. Since you're probably going to start Zion at 4.
Mm-hmm.
They got Jahlil Okafor or Diallo for center, but they don't really have a good center.
Check out Mirotić.
Stats for Payton here. For New Orleans. Oh, this has totals, not averages. Damn it. Hate that. So he played 19 games for Phoenix, 42 for... I don't know, he only played... Was he out for part of the year? He must have been. So he only played 42 games total, all for New Orleans last year. I hate when they do this, though. It's totals and not averages, so you can't really tell what the fuck this means. 31% from three, though, isn't great. 75% from free throws, not too bad. Tons of turnovers, though. Holy cow. He had almost, not quite a 3-1 assist to turnover ratio was all.
That's not good.
But so it'll be an interesting roster. Even if they don't add any veterans this year, I think they have a solid 8-man rotation that probably would only win like 20 games, but would be good experience for a bunch of young guys. This Memphis team is going to be very similar. So their best player that's still there is Jaren Jackson Jr.
Kind of like shocking.
Yeah. So
they had their two pieces forever. Grit and grind.
Yeah. So just recently, Mike Conley traded to the Utah Jazz. Memphis is getting back Kyle Korver, Grayson Allen. There's one other player and like two picks or option of a pick swap. It's a pretty good haul. They've got, you know, Joakim Noah there, Chandler Parsons. I don't know how healthy he's been.
I think Noah's a free agent.
I'm not looking it up. Jonas Valanciunas. So they got two solid centers if Noah stays there. Avery Bradley. They got some veterans, actually, too. But their two best players are going to be Jaren Jackson Jr. and John Morant, are two most important. They're young guys to build around going forward. They've got to make some trades. They've got too many guys who should play some minutes who won't be able to, especially when you add, because Korver said he's not going to retire now. I thought that was funny. He went from a team that may be a contender next year to Memphis, and now all of a sudden he changed his mind about retiring.
Maybe he wants to be a mentor.
Can keep being a mentor to Spider Mitchell?
Mitchell outgrew him already.
Yeah, that's just another team we didn't even mention, but the West look different at the top next year, because you're going to have
Conley.
Yeah, Lakers, Utah, Thunder, and Portland could be the potential top four seeds. Not to mention Dallas. Get to the Mavericks. Horford, yeah. That's one of the destinations they talked about for Horford, maybe. Let Porzingis play more on the perimeter. Horford can anchor the defense and just do all the little shit.
They're a pretty big question mark. Yeah. That one can go either way. Same with the Falcons. They can go either way, too.
So, but we definitely have the same thing as every year, where these teams that are picking at the top, they're going to have very young teams next year. Because then number three is the Knicks, who at least think they have a chance to get Durant. But even then, that means next year is going to be another shitty year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be playing what RJ Barrett sounds like, teaming him up with Kevin Knox. Can you even think off the top of your head of anyone else on that roster? DeAndre Jordan.
I didn't know.
And that. Dennis Smith Jr., because they came in
DSJ.
The trade together. I think DeAndre Jordan, this might be the last year on his deal, though.
Maybe his last year in
Frank Ntilikina. Ntilikina. Frankie Smokes, who is apparently good at defense and nothing else. Emmanuel Mudiay, who the Nuggets gave up on, who I think he's actually been okay. That's about it. That's all the names that you would know. Alonzo Trier, you might remember him from college, Arizona. He was okay. Noah Vonleh, I think he started doing better than last year, but either way.
Do they still have Ron Baker?
Not seeing him here. Mario Hezonja. Can I interest you in some Mario Hezonja? So they're not going to be good. They brought in a coach, David Fizdale. Why? I don't know. Was he there all last year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
They got the most.
Oh, it was It was the Kings I was thinking of, who fired their coach after 1 year, even though he exceeded expectations. It's tough when you go to a job and you can actually exceed expectations and not feel safe. Have they done a pick yet? It's the one I'm most interested in.
Third.
Oh, it's Dallas. So wait, Dallas moved up to the sixth pick? Is that their symbol? I can barely tell. Maybe that's not. Is that Orlando? It's so small.
That's what she said.
Goddamn screen. I can't tell who has the sixth pick because it's just a picture, not the name of the actual fucking team, because who would think to do that?
That's Mavs. It's got to be Mavs.
That's my team this year.
Mavs? Abandoning the Warriors?
Luka, Porzingis. No, I'll abandon the Warriors when... I'll still be a fan even if, as long as Clay's there. I'm not going to abandon them. Like, they were my number two team after the Thunder before Durant went there because of Clay. He's the only other player who I really wanted to win a championship. Now Luka, man. He's so much fun to watch. You feel like you could do what he's doing. Like, he's not doing anything special. Anyone could learn to do that just by reading the defense and using space. But how did they get to that pick? I missed it.
Should we press pause and just go watch the draft?
We can go watch it. I was hoping they would pick a little faster, and it would just happen while we were talking, and we just keep talking. But yeah, without picks, and all the trades happened before they even started.
I think we pretty much covered everything we can cover.
I thought the number four pick would still be sitting there till the draft started. I didn't think they would trade it so early, and all these other trades happened. We can just sign off on this one. What else is there going to be talked about after the draft?
Probably, yeah, just results.
I can't imagine anything big's going to happen.
Everybody's already moved, yeah.
This ESPN draft cast, nice. On the clock, Pelicans, right? It says Zion Williamson best available, but for best fit it says RJ Barrett.
Oh, damn.
Why would RJ Barrett be the best fit? They just didn't want to put the same person. Why would he be better fit than Zion?
I
guess because they don't have a point guard at all right now.
Well, I got Zoe.
Huh? Oh, Alonzo. Okay. I keep forgetting about the guy. Yeah.
Maybe Zoe might move. There's been rumors about that.
Well, like I said, Jalen thought they should try to trade him in the number four pick for like an actual veteran, because that was the big talk with them. Because it was clear they wanted to trade that fourth pick, and it was clear a bunch of teams wanted it. So it seemed like they were going to try to get someone who could contribute right away, but instead they just got a bunch of picks and got rid of Solomon Hill.
Yeah, they dumped that contract.
So who could they sign? Like I said, they're going to have a ton of cap space. They pretty much just – only one on their roster who makes any money now is Drew Holiday. Who wouldn't want to go – I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you want to go play there?
Because – you're going to play second fiddle to Zion? If you're a big free agent, do you really want that?
I don't think you're going to play second fiddle. Yeah, you're obviously going to be the better NBA player.
Doesn't matter.
Let him have all the attention. I mean, obviously Kyrie won't like that, but other guys don't care. They were applauding Durant because they were talking about Butler potentially going to the Rockets and how that wouldn't work because personalities clash and who wants the ball and all that stuff. And like, that's why it's so amazing what Durant did. Like, you really think about it. He went to a team... where sure he knew he was the best player, mm-hmm. but they have a two-time MVP. He's only won one. They're world champs and have been to back-to-back championships. And didn't bother him at all. He didn't go in trying to make it his team, be the alpha, take over, nothing. He just was like, hey, I'm here to play basketball.
Yep. That's what you gotta love about KD.
He just has started talking too much the last few years, and he's become like a...
listening to the critics too much.
He started to rub people the wrong way.
The move immediately rubbed people the wrong way, so it's pretty much nothing you could do.
That's why one of my favorite was his interview they had this year when, after all that hip stuff with him and Draymond, and he's just like, I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am. You know who I am. And it was just like,
that, he went
really? That's all that mattered?
Like an insane terror.
But just that was literally all he needed to say, and everyone should have been like, all right, yeah, we should shut the fuck up. But I don't know. This NBA offseason is bound to get crazy.
Crazier.
Once free agency really starts. I thought this draft was supposed to start at 4. Fucking internet lied to me. It was probably just some pre-draft show coverage started at 4.
Probably.
But we'll take a break, and either we'll be back or we won't. You'll know because either music will start playing or I will say, and we're back. So I should say my new catchphrase that I never even brought out after I thought of it because we haven't done another episode.
Yeah, it's been so long.
We've been trying forever to figure out sign-offs for the show. So either this is going to get cut, or I'll say it again because I don't know. Either you're going to hear it now or you're going to hear – you won't hear this because I would have cut it and said it again on the added part potentially.
Well,
who knows?
Let's hear it.
So – oh, do I need like a half line before it? Do I say like, so from the Just jump right in. Like I always say, keep your friends close, and your fair or but your fair. Fuck. I had to fuck it up the first time. Should it be and your fair weather friends closer or but? You're here in the live
workshop.
Workshopping here.
But
I'll do both.
Okay.
So keep your friends close and your fair weather friends closer, or keep your friends close but your fair weather friends even closer.
I like the first one.
All right. So now this is the real first attempt at signing off.
All right.
And blah, blah, blah. We were talking. Now keep your friends close and your fair weather friends closer. Are you going to yell something random, Riggy?
Hi, Nico.